This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has pardoned a number of prisoners, including prominent Egyptian activist Ahmed Douma, according to state TV on Saturday. Story is just developing. We'll have more details as they become available. The Chinese have launched drills around Taiwan as what it calls a stern warning following Taiwan's vice president's visit to the United States. Taiwan condemned the action. A historic meeting between the United States, Japan, and South Korea Friday in the United States at the presidential retreat Camp David. The formation of a new security agreement to better prepare for Chinese and North Korean aggression in the region. U.S. President Joe Biden.
Today, we've made history with the first ever standalone summit between the leaders of our three countries.
President Biden says the three will meet every year. Rain is coming to Tijuana and Southern California, two places that cannot handle a lot of rain.
Hurricane Hillary is expected to create significant rain, possible flash flooding, severe winds, storm surge, dangerous surf, marine conditions, and even possibly tornadoes.
That's the sheriff in LA County. It's the first time since 1939 that a storm of this strength has hit the coast of Southern California. A delegation from regional nations is expected to arrive in Niger in a last-ditch diplomacy effort to reach a peaceful solution with the soldiers who ousted the country's president last month. Representatives from the West African regional bloc ECOWAS could arrive in the capital, Niamey, as early as Saturday. This is VOA News. Planning is underway for a possible U.S. military evacuation from Niger, even though a top U.S. general says any final decision is still weeks away. More from the VOA National Security Correspondent, Jeff Selden.
I tell you, we are ready to go anytime the order is given.
More than 3 weeks after a military junta deposed Niger's president, signs the U.S. military is contemplating a future without a footprint in the key West African nation. The commander of U.S. Air Forces Europe and U.S. Air Forces Africa told reporters Friday his teams are planning for a potential evacuation of some 1,000 troops from two air bases, one in the capital of Niamey and a second $110 million U.S.-built base in Agadez, both key to U.S. counterterrorism efforts. General James Hecker called the planning, including for a scenario where U.S. forces have to leave under duress, prudent. But he said no decision's been made, and quote, right now, we're not going anywhere. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Saturday that people had been killed or wounded after a Russian missile attack struck a central square in the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv. Zelensky is visiting Sweden. He's meeting with the prime minister, the royal family, and others there to thank them for their support. Russian President Vladimir Putin held a meeting with his general heading the Ukraine offensive at their headquarters in Rostov-on-Don. The U.S. Homeland Security Department announced Friday it is extending its temporary protected status for Ukrainian and Sudanese nationals through the spring of 2025 because of the humanitarian crises in both of the war-torn nations. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Homeland Security also announced measures that would allow more Ukrainian and Sudanese nationals currently in the U.S. to apply for the status, including students from these countries who are studying in the U.S. so they can maintain their student status, even if they take fewer courses to work more. In a statement, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Russia's ongoing military invasion of Ukraine and the resulting humanitarian crisis requires the U.S. continue to offer safety and protection to Ukrainians who may not be able to return to their country. The department said the extension from October 20th of this year through April 19th of 2025 will benefit about 26,000 current Ukrainian nationals with temporary protected status, and it makes an estimated 167,000 additional applicants eligible. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find extended coverage of all of these stories and more on our website, voanews.com. Also check us out on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. From Washington,